WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House confirms it's tracking Russia's plans to develop an anti-satellite weapon.
House Republican Intel Committee Chairman Mike Turner calling it a national security threat. But the White House says a Russian plan to put weapons in space is not yet a reality.
And though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby working with members of Congress to see what, if anything, the U.S. can do to stop Russia from installing satellite-destroying weapons in space. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
In Atlanta, court is adjourned for the day in the misconduct hearing against Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. She's overseeing the Georgia racketeering election case involving former President Trump and co-defendants. Kansas City police say an initial investigation shows a dispute between several people yesterday led to the deadly shooting at the Chiefs rally. Police say several are in custody, including two juveniles. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A former Portage police officer that was fired is suing Dodge County and the sheriff's sergeant that arrested him. The former Portage police officer was fired after he was recorded threatening to burn down a person's house. In a lawsuit filed Monday in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin, Benjamin Etzman maintains the statement was made in private and did not constitute an actual threat. Also claiming that Sergeant Jeremy Wolf of the Dodge County Sheriff's Office arrested him without probable cause. On Tuesday, representatives of the Dodge County Sheriff's Office and County Clerk's Office said they were not aware of the lawsuit and would not comment on an ongoing case. Etzman was fired in September following his arrest on allegations of violating a restraining order and disorderly conduct after a video was posted to social media in which he and former Portage police officer Craig Crary threatened to burn down the house of a person who at the time had a temporary restraining order against both officers. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, a low in the low 20s. More sun than clouds for tomorrow, highs cooler, only in the upper 20s. Warms up for the weekend, a little breezy, highs low 30s Saturday, low 40s on Sunday. Skies partly to mostly sunny. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 33.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It's after 5 p.m. on Thursday night. Here's Michael Jackson on Max FM.
Max FM.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling? Almost broke in two. Said that you were leaving. Like you do.
message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear.
Been
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday night. Do you have breakfast plans for Saturday morning? If not, the Baraboo FFA presents their 5th annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends. This will be this Saturday, February 17th, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Baraboo High School. The cost is only $5 per person. The menu includes pancakes, sausage, eggs, cheese, and beverages. Dine in or carry out. While you're there, get your meat raffle tickets. 10 different meat bundles ranging from $50 to $275 in value. The grand prize is a Blackstone grill package, a $375 value. Tickets are only $5 each, or 5 tickets are $20. For more information, email FFAalumniofBaraboo@gmail.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Human League on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tonight, their final matchup before the NBA All-Star break. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Following tonight's game, the Bucks won't play again until a week from tomorrow night. Women's college basketball, Caitlin Clark will try to make history tonight when 4th-ranked Iowa plays host to Michigan. The senior guard needs 8 points to break the NCAA's all-time scoring mark. One of the biggest races of the NASCAR season begins with the Duels of Daytona set in Florida tonight. Those two races will set the 40-car starting lineup for the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Pitchers and catchers worked out for the Brewers for the first time today in Arizona. Position players report next week with the first full squad workout set for next Tuesday. Four of the 10 semifinalists for the Mike Richter Award as the top goalie in Division I men's college hockey are from the Big Ten, including Wisconsin's Kyle McClellan. 4th-ranked Badgers are in Columbus tomorrow to face the Ohio State Buckeyes in the first of a two-game series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Just really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Too.
99.7 Max FM.
Friday night I crashed your party. Saturday I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again. I was only having fun, wasn't hurt.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Coach on Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to win contest and request music. Here's Brian Adams on Max FM.
I need to feel your touch. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Baby, baby. gotta rub me the right way. Come on, give me in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out. Saying no, no.
If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. If you wanna be with me, I can make your wish come true. You gotta make a big impression. Gotta like what you do. If you wanna be with me, baby, there's a price to pay.
A bottle, baby. Come on in.
Yeah. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's that funk on Max FM.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Night to get some. We're up all night.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Thursday night. Many people hope they leave this life behind having accomplished something, right? And this man definitely did that. This past Saturday, Bill Prost passed away at the age of 96. Who is this guy? He is the guy who invented Pop-Tarts. It happened way back in the early 60s when Bill was working with Kellogg's. He initially called them fruit scones, but that was soon changed to Pop-Tarts as a play on the then-popular pop-art movement. Bill was always quick to downplay his role. He'd say, I assembled an amazing team and developed Kellogg's concept on an on-shelf stable toaster pastry into a fine product that we could bring to market in the span of just 4 months. His modesty might have because he just kind of copied and improved upon a competing product. Just before Pop-Tarts, to post, no relation to Bill, announced Country Squares, which would soon become Toast'em Pop-Ups. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts were similar, but were far more successful in their branding and marketing. Unfortunately or fortunately, it means that Bill will not live to see Jerry Seinfeld's upcoming episode, creation of Pop-Tarts, is called Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart Story, and it'll hit Netflix in May. It's unclear if Bill will be a character in the movie or if he had any involvement. On Instagram, Jerry said, Godspeed, Bill Prost. You bent pastry and fruit filling and will be convinced parents to serve them dessert for breakfast. May you find the two slots in eternity and rest in lightly brown glory. You know, Pop-Tarts are a very popular thing in our household as well. Believe it or not, we don't have kids, but we both love Pop-Tarts. We sometimes toast them. We usually don't because, you know, it's a quick, nice, tasty snack, and we don't eat them just for breakfast either. So, very sad day today, so rest in peace, Bill. Coming up, we will have a look at the community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank, a look at weather news by Men at Work on Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's time for the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk. It's happening on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The businesses of Sauk Prairie hope that you can join them for this fun-filled sweet treat and fundraising day. All proceeds will be going to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. You'll be able to purchase tickets the day of the event. The cost is $5 per person. Three and under are free. Wristbands will be available for purchase at the C2 Juicery, Sauk Prairie Fitness, and Baraboo Chamber. During the event, you won't have to go in any order, but businesses in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City will be happy to welcome you and have some sweet treats. There'll also be bucket raffles, 50-50 raffle, punch cards. If you have any questions, all the information can be found at Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk 2024, and just search that on Facebook. Again, this will be benefiting the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin and is presented by Brunker Realty Group. And also on that Saturday, February 17th, it's time for the Baraboo FFA 5th Annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends event. This will be held at Baraboo High School. $5 per person. It'll get you pancakes, sausage, eggs, cheese, and beverages. This is available for dine-in or carry-out. And proceeds this year will be going to the Farmer Veteran Coalition. Their mission is to support veterans through agriculture. This event will be Saturday, February 17th from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. at Baraboo High School.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight, a low in the low 20s. More sun than clouds for tomorrow, highs cooler, only in the upper 20s. Warms up for the weekend, a little breezy. Highs low 30s Saturday, low 40s on Sunday. Skies partly to mostly sunny. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 31.
99.7
90s and more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7
Max FM.